Welcome to another episode of Diary of a Wannabe Comedian with me, Belle Finn, a wannabe comedian. I have a gig tonight. Unfortunately, I don't have any gigs to talk to you about since we last spoke on Thursday. I thought I would have because I thought I had a gig yesterday, but my mistake. I've applied for a gig next Sunday, but I've not heard back yet. So, I don't know. I mean, the one in Rochester, they accepted me on less than 24 hours notice, so you never know, I might get in there. If I do, then I will have been proven completely wrong, because I forgot to tell you about the gig that I did last Wednesday was a female producer, and the one on Sunday is a male producer. So if she accepts me and he doesn't, then it just shows I'm all wrong and it flips everything on its head. You know, I was moaning that women just don't book me. Largely, they still don't. But, you know, that said, I did go and see the producer that does book me on Thursday. I went to see some actual comedy because she books a lot of pro acts. And she booked Nick Helm was on the bill. He was the headliner. My goodness, I think I've only ever seen him. Pretty sure he was on 8 out of 10 does Countdown. I think that's what it's called. I think Nick Helm was on that. And I'd never really had him down as very angry. But his set was really angry, but it worked. It's just, I was in awe. He was so rude and nasty to the audience, and they were lapping it up. And I just think, crikey, if I look funny, then that's it. You know, people just take against you. By look funny, I mean, I do look funny, but if I look at someone funnily, then people take against you. So yeah, it was an interesting lesson in how to do angry and not upset everyone. So there was only one guy actually, and I'm not surprised he got a bit fed up, because for some reason Nick decided to change all the seating round and he just split him up from his partner. And so she was on her own in one row and he was on his own in another row. And I did have a sneaky look and he didn't look that impressed. But that was, other than that, everyone was loving it. There were quite a few acts on there, actually. The first one, apparently, because I was talking to the producer, had got quite a few number of years experience, which surprised me a bit, because they were doing that pacing thing, which I was definitely guilty of in the beginning. I'm still quite animated on the stage or floor in the case of a pub, but I used to just pace up and down. Now I do move around, but I am largely focused on the audience, whereas this person paced up and down and didn't make any eye contact. It was very strange. I don't know whether it was the light that was bright or, yeah, don't know. But I never would have said that they'd got, you know, I think she said 30 years plus experience. I just thought, very funny, don't get me wrong, but just that's interesting to get that good at comedy without really addressing your body language, which is so key, really key. Because, I mean, Nick Helm would not have got away with being as aggressive and angry as he was if there wasn't the right body language to go with it that would make you think, actually, yeah, he's not going to attack me. Literally yelling in someone's face at one point and they were loving it. But anyway, let's move off that. So that was Thursday. Tonight I've got a gig, which is one I did a few weeks ago, and it was really good a few weeks ago, so I'm hoping it'll be good tonight, but obviously I'll let you know. I'm going to do the joke that I messed up last week. I'm going to do it tonight, and I'm going to show you on Thursday how it should be done, assuming I get it right. Obviously, I might mess it up again, knowing me. But that was that. The only other thing is I have been to the cinema twice. I went to see Heretic with Hugh Grant, and I went to see Piece by Piece, which was a Lego documentary about, what's his name? Pharrell Williams. I'm sure he's been on Lewis Howes' podcast at some point. I'll have to look it up because the name rings a bell. Certainly the story sort of rang a bell. And it's bizarre, isn't it? I never really knew of him. But I mean, his music is just so famous. He does make some good tunes. So that was all right. But after an hour and a half of looking at Lego pieces, it makes your eyes go funny because it was so loud. I don't know what's going on at my cinema, but they turn everything up so loud. Perhaps I'm just getting old. But it does seem to be they've cranked it up a bit more. Anyway, the real story, Heretic. Oh my word. Hugh Grant, where did those acting skills come from? I mean, he is a good actor, but oh my God, he was so good. That's such a pathetic word, isn't it? It doesn't do it justice. He was so good. He was just creepy as anything. Really, really good. And the two women, actually, that played the other parts, also very good. Because, you know, just Hugh Grant wouldn't have worked. It needed just a dynamic between all three of them. Amazing. A little bit, you know, vomit-inducing in places. But great movie. Go and see it. That is my recommend. It's funny, isn't it? I was only talking a little while ago that I haven't seen a really good movie. Well, I think I have now. Much love and gratitude.